Okay, we finished making siyum tonight, Be'ez Hashem, and
Can
I guess Matzei, Simchas Torah, we will restart.
we restart?
Why not? You gotta remember it?
No.
Okay, so what we got tonight?
Simon Kuf, Yud Aleph through Yud through Tezayin for the first recording.
Why is she at the
Okay.
moment? Yud Aleph through Tezayin.
And then the rest.
The rest in the second, Yud Zayin through to the end, and there's in the second recording.
Okay. Okay, Simen
Oh.
Kuf, Simen Kuf, Hilchos Nisias Kapayim, otherwise known as Duchening.
Sounds like the beginning. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yud Aleph, Yaham Shachar. So the tzibur that's standing behind the kohanim is not included in the bracha. Elohim kein hoyu anusim, unless it wasn't there was no choice. Now that's why anybody who's on the mizrach steps back. Right?
Did anybody wash on this?
Yeah, there's an interesting thing in the footnote here they bring from Reb Moshe that he says that. In Chutz Laretz, where we only duchen on Yom Tov, so everybody's mechuyev to go. Right? Meaning if you can physically get to duchening, then you have to go. But mothers that are staying home are not mechuyev to go. And they're included in the bracha. Right? A very interesting Igros Moshe. Anyways, okay. Vayter avalam. So
Oh,
everybody avalam lefneim. But the rest of the tzibur that's on the side, heima bechlal bracha, they're included in the bracha. And that's even if there was a mechitza there. But with Makosh Aron HaKadosh Boilem in HaKaisel, where the Aron HaKadosh sticks out, which is like that in many shuls, Him Kein HaNoshim Sha'idim Eitzel Kaisel Mizrachas Hema Min HaTzadim Sha'chayri HaKayhanim. Right, that's a lot of shuls. The Kayhanim are, since they're standing in front of the Aron, so people that sit on the Mizrach, like, have to move. At least they should be on the sides. And if they can't, then they're still included in the bracha. So it's interesting that somebody standing on the side, how is the Kayan's bracha getting to him? If you have a big like shayashuv, which is very wide, so how is the guy all the way in the left corner getting the bracha of the kahanim? Right. So some say that the kahanim move their arms like that. So maybe it works. But I do know some big rabbis who make sure that they go to the middle
No.
so that the kahanim will get them. Good base. Shliach Tzibah and Birchas Kohen Mila b'Mila. So Shliach Tzibah reads Birchas Kohen Mila b'Mila v'heim Achar of Kol Mila.
Left.
And they say after him every word. Achamisayim Pasuk Rishon v'ayinu Tzibah Amen. Right, v'achar right, meaning there's amen three times. Lo yikra shliach tzibur balpeh. The shliach tzibur should not read the duchening balpeh. Ela mitoch hasidur, but the sidur shelo yisbalbus, so they shouldn't get mixed up. V'yochel leimer gam hu ha'amenim shelachar psukim. If he has a sidur, then the chazan could say the amen. V'lo yavi hefsek shezeh tzarich tefila. That's not called a hefsek, because that's tzarich tefila.
But the first bracha is half six eight on
That's what we said, yeah.
you.
But I think we said if he has a siddur, then it's okay. These are the words that the Kehanim turn to go from south to north, meaning they move left and right. Because these words are in, how do you call it? Second person. That's what they want, meaning they're saying you, right? You, and so it's not saying about the tzibur, it's saying to you. So that's why you make the bracha for all. Here comes the kohen. Yeah. Fishu siyum abrachas. They do shalom because that's the siyum of the brachas. There's a kitzur right there if you want. Ubeshashim arichin benigin. And when they're mayrichin the nigin shalateva shebasayf apsukim dahin of a yishmerecha v'yichoneka and shalom. I'm a matzibur rabbanu shalaylam. The tzibur says the rabbanu shalaylam. Right, and that's where you get into the whole to fix the chalaimus va makra, afilu ena shliach tzibur, and the makra, even if he's not the shliach tzibur, lo yomer rebbeinu shalaylam ibnei atiruf. You should not say the rebbeinu shalom because you might get mixed up. Mikol shekain shimku a shliach tzibur, and of course, if he's the shliach tzibur, shlo yomer ibnei hefsek betfila, he shouldn't say it because it's a hefsek in his tefila. The kahanim only should sing the classic kohen nigin because they don't want to get anybody, mixed up. As in the yeshiva's Beis HaTalmud.
We want to know how we're going to finish all this.
In yeshiva's Beis HaTalmud, they're not allowed to sing. It's one of real yeshivish. They are not allowed to sing. Therefore, when the kahanim, the chazan says v'yishmerecha, and it's quiet, and everybody says the Rabbi Shalom, and then they bang, and then the Kahanim say v'yishmerecha. Yes, you can't make it up.
Yeah.
They are so anti-singing by the davening
that they just place.
Well, yeah, perfect. Right. Fine. Yud Gimel. B'shasha Kahanim Ayrim Es Atevas, when the Kahanim are saying the words, Ein Letzibur Loimer Shum Pasuk. The tzibah should not say any psukim. Rak yishmu heitib a kavana satevas miya kahanim. They should hear the words from the kahanim. Ki klum yesh evet shemavar chamayis if ein mazin umachamel a bracha. Can you have an evet giving a bracha and he's not listening? Nobody, he's not listening to the bracha. V'mayrim ha-psukim enam yuchan l'chamel a bracha. If you're going to say psukim, you can't be mechamel to the bracha. Ach tzas noigin lamer psukim. Some are naive to say psukim v'yizor shaloi la'amram ela b'shasha shliach tzibur or kahanim enagnim. But you should be careful only if you say those psukim when the shliach tzibur the kahanim say the neguna v'loi b'shasha amram esatevas, not when they're actually saying the actual words of yivarecha ha'ashem v'yishmercha, etc. Yudalat achar kach maschal l'shliach tzibur sim shalom. The Shliach Tzibur says, "Sim Shalom." Vaza Kahanim Machzir and Espneim Klapei Aron Hakodesh of Mizrach. Then they turn around. V'amr Rivayin Ha'olam. Vayarichu B'tfila Zu Ad Sheyisayim Shliach Tzibur Hamavarich Hasam Yisrael Bashalom. Deshiyano Tzibur Amen Gamal Tfilosam. So the Tzibur should say, "Amen" on their Tfila. V'meinam Yichalim LaHarach Kol Kach. And if they're not able to go so long because the Kahanim daven fast, Yom Roid Adir Ba'Maroyim. Over Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim Shemunagnim Hayoyim Tam Tzeinu. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that they sing Ayayim Tam Tzeinu Lo Yaschilu Kohanim Ribayin Ha'olamim Ad Korav L'Soif Kedei Sheyisayimu B'Shavu Yom Hashliach Tzibur. You say on Yom HaRayim, when do you say Ribayin Ha'olamim Kohen?
After
Ayayim Tam Tzeinu?
Yeah. Yep. You know
no, Sefer Chaim is
after Ayayim Tam Tzeinu. After Ayayim Tam Tzeinu, yeah.
You mamash not halacha.
Listen, if have I done first day of the park?
Okay. Tezvov. Ena kohanim rishayim lahasal birchas asher kiddushanu ad sheyichlu lagar mitevas kohanim v'piyat makrin. The kohanim should not start the bracha until they hear the word kohanim from whoever it is that's calling the makr. Ve'ena makr rishay lahasal yivarechacha ad achas sheyichlu amen mipi kol hatzibur. You got to be careful with this because the chazan has to make sure the kohanim are finished. Right? V'chein ba'amen she'ainan achar v'yishmerecha v'yichonech shalom. Naftali, you're not going to be able to make a scene.
Oh. Why, this is not the only time he missed.
I didn't miss one shift.
Yamtin Amakri below Yaskel.
Matter of fact, I've done some twice when he missed
late,
the 40.
Late.
The Makri should wait and he shouldn't start. Yoyer Yisa Sim Shalom Allah Shikla Omen Mipi Kola Tzibur. Bottom line is like it's really with an all Chazaras Hashatz. You're not supposed to start the next bracha till the Omen finishes. From everybody in the tzibur. Ve'en ha-kahanam rishayim la'achsa p'neim min ha-tzibur la'hechol ha-chayasol shi'il tzibur sim shalom. Till the chazan starts sim shalom, they shouldn't turn around. Ve'en ha-m rishayim lochav ha-tzvayseim p'shutasan, and you do this too? You're not supposed to adjust your fingers. Ha-chayaziru p'neim min ha-tzibur.
No.
What do you do? When do you stop with the fingers?
Well, the second is done.
That's it. Kitzur said not to do that. I understand. Kitzur said not to do that.
These are not light things to keep up, all right?
You have to raise your hands.
Yeah, lava benatuchana chisam tzibur amen lachar sam
be
sob
bashar. Maybe I'll be able to
keep it. We're not knowing like this, right? They.
Nobody does this.
We wait till the kedusha.
No, but they're turning around already. When everybody's turning around, they already have their heads down.
No, but the kitzis is not to do that.
But I'm saying, no, we are not knowing like this because nobody does that.
What?
Our minhag is probably not to do this because nobody does it.
I can't tell you. I don't know. I'm not a kohen. I'm a bechor. I'm not a kohen. Right?
When you're great.
But he's saying that the minhag here, the kitzis is saying that the kohanim come down after hamavarech hasam yisov hashalom. We don't do that. We wait till after kaddish. Why?
Because you're not rushing out. No, surely you're not rushing.
Our minhag is to say yashakaya. And we don't want everybody talking during kaddish. You're saying for those that talk during Kaddish anyway, so they might as well come down. Okay.
Or go down in the lit box, Joel. Nobody wants to say a shakayach.
Guys that are busy snuffing the whole time.
Snuffing.
Yeah. Okay. Tezayin. Kishim Avzira and a kayhanim.
It's
just we got to know where not to put it. Kishim Avzira and a kayhanim is peneim. When the kayhanim turn their faces, bein betchilu, bein besoif, la yachziru ela derech yamin. You turn, do you do this? You go back, you turn to your right?
Right.
Yeah. When they're facing the east, yifnu ladarim, they should turn south, and then to the west. When they turn their face to the mizrach, and they turn towards the north. I hope everybody's following that.
Yeah, we got it.
When they come off the duchen, yiyu pneim ktsas, the negative Aron HaKadosh, their face should be a little bit not towards the negative the Aron HaKadosh, meaning don't just walk right. The Yisul Achareim Ketamar and Niftim Lefnei Rabbi, like a Talmud who backs away from his Rebbe. Shanaylam and Alam Lo Yigupem, when they put on their shoes, don't touch the shoes.
Don't come in there, Magnus.
Vim Nogu, and if they do, Tzrichan Lito Yedem, then they have to wash their hands because you have to finish up the davening. What do we got till when? First,
that's the it. End.
The, no, oh, that for the first no, verse according, you're dying. To the end is the next recording.
Okay, we'll stop the recording there. We'll start it up. Yeah.